Okay, Sunday, day 4, the 30th. I left the Holiday Inn Express in Anthony, Texas, which is just north of El Paso, and headed south down the freeway. And once I got into El Paso, I found the exit for the hospitals and ended up at Providence Memorial Hospital. I had to stop there and see what that place looked like because I was born there way back in 1957. The design of the current building looks to be the same as the picture that's on my birth certificate, so it may be the same facility, just kind of updated. It's all brick and looks fairly modern. Didn't go inside. Just took some pictures, looked around, and then headed downtown to El Paso. Stopped at a park in the middle of downtown, took a stroll around. I got accosted by a 5150 subject, and he was going on about having seen me on TV. And I just kind of went along with it and told him I was going to go around and take some pictures. And we'd, see him later. And he said it was cool with that. We shook hands with that handshake, bumped the fist, clasped the thumbs, nonsense. And he started talking to somebody else. I looked around a little bit, thought it was kind of interesting. They had grass in the park, but all the grass was fenced off. You couldn't go into it. And it was permanently fenced off, too. So I guess they just liked their grass to look at there in El Paso. Went down to an address that was listed on my birth certificate as being my parents' residence at the time of my birth. I'd been checking on Google Earth on the satellite pictures, and it must have been off somehow because it kept showing me a shopping center or office type complex at that address. When I got there, I actually found the address. It was an old brick two-story apartment building, and it's very possible that that's the place my parents were living when I was born. I'll have to show them the pictures of it when I get home, see if it looks familiar to them. Got on the highway and drove over the loop from East El Paso to West through the hills overlooking El Paso. Was that Rosa's Cantina below? After I looked around a bit from the hilltop, I headed out of town on the 375 loop. The road goes through the outer part of Fort Bliss, and just a bunch of low sand dunes and scrub out there. I guess they do military maneuvers, practices, and whatnot. And then there's this endless highway heading towards Carlsbad. Just seems like it goes on and on and on and on. There's some hills there out of El Paso, so that's a little bit to break up the monotony. It's a border patrol station some miles out of El Paso on that road. Stopped and chatted with the border patrol guys, and they were kind of interested in my ham radio equipment. And while one of them was chatting me up, the dog was sniffing around the truck to see if I had anything that set him off. Guess a good thing didn't have any steak or hamburger with me. Then they stepped back and said, "Have a good day." And I was on my way. And drove and drove and drove and drove across the salt flats. Just endless rolling hills and whatnot. Ranches, cattle ranches mostly. And they just go on forever. I didn't think I was ever going to get to Carlsbad Caverns. Drove up the hill, parked in the parking lot. Was surprised there wasn't more people there on a Sunday. Not very many people at all. Went through the visitor center and rode the elevator down to the main cavern and took the self-guided tour around the cavern. That place was interesting. Got a few pictures. Didn't want to use the flash because there's nothing more annoying than being in some place like that and have flashes going off everywhere. Did take a few flashes, but mostly just ambient lighting. And it's cool and moist in the cave. Walked around, looked at all the different formations, and could tell where the rocks had collapsed from the ceiling sometime in the past. Just had a nice little tour through the caverns. Then after that, headed on up the road to Roswell, New Mexico, where I got a room at another Holiday Inn Express. And we're going to go and look around on Monday and check out the UFO Museum and novelty stores downtown. We'll continue tomorrow.